Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. John Deaney is our guest. He's our good friend, a longtime, nine-year member of our Brain Trust and the president of Management Performance Network. He's the author of 103 Tips for Better Hiring, also 11 things, another book, 11 things you absolutely need to know about selling your business. He is Mr. Tap Boards in the world, but he primarily operates out of the San Antonio area, and that's the alternative board. And he's our good friend, John Deaney. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be back again.
It's good to have you back. John, you're out there. One of the things you do that makes you extra valuable to us is your work with your roundtables, with your CEO groups that you put together for your alternative board organizations. And this is where you get a handful or two of people in non-competing industries who come together periodically on a regular basis and talk about what they're excited about and what they're frightened about. And so you're a unique resource for us in that you see and hear all these things across the marketplace. And what are you seeing out there with your leaders?
Well, you know, many of our businesses are locally based, and San Antonio is still doing fairly well. Our unemployment's only in the low sevens, so compared to a lot of places in this country.
That's like a boom almost.
Yeah, but you know, not every industry is immune, no matter how good the local economy is. And we're seeing generally, even the people that are maintaining good profitability are working much harder for the business.
Everybody's working two times as hard. For not as much as we used to make.
Absolutely, it's tougher to make the sale.
Are you seeing that with companies that are kind of your stars in terms of performance right now? They still have the same scenario.
Clearly, yes.
Folks, listen to this. I hope you're hearing this because we're trying to give you some perspective. Because you know another thing that's happening, John. I just want to stick this in there, just to kind of give people a little bit of a jolt. We're also seeing that people are not getting outside their four walls very much.
And
if they're not talking to many people. They're not realizing that the challenges that we're having is not just them. It's probably not their fault.
Yeah, and that's a tough thing for an entrepreneur to realize. I mean, you're working twice as hard. You're out there trying to make the sale. It's tougher to sell. It's tougher to close. It's certainly tougher to collect, and you're putting all this effort in, and it's more effort than you were putting in 05 and 06 and 07, and the results aren't as good. You're just not getting the business you were. And we associate with our companies. I mean, the expectation, whether you admitted it or thought through it or not, was that when things were good and your company was doing well, you were very aware of taking some time off, perhaps, or not working 12 hours a day. And now that you're doing
And it was also because we were so smart.
Right, right. We were all business geniuses in 2006. There was no question about it. And now you're working twice as hard, and the results aren't there. And the entrepreneur's immediate reaction is, well, it must be me.
Right.
What am I doing wrong? How am I failing? You know, you have the... Sorry, Jim. You have the added pressure if your business is suffering and you're having to trim to maintain profitability of looking at people in a small organization and saying, well, you know, they depended upon me for a living, and now I am unable to provide that.
Well, and not only that, but I see we're talking about the operating this the and sustaining this business as it is operating right now. But never mind the fact that in the last 12 months, many have had to make some decisions that they never wanted to have to make, like laying off someone who was part of the family almost.
Right.
Or maybe actually was part of the family. I mean, that chips away at who you are. That chips away at what you stand for.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we come to the time where, you know, we've sort of quit making those kinds of decisions and we're operating with what we got. And if things aren't going great, then we start looking in the mirror every morning. And so John's going to help us with some more of this, folks. Right after these messages, we'll be back with John Deeney, 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Steely Dan to take us out.
Worry the bottle, mama. It's grapefruit wine. Another illusion I chose to create.
Little Chicago bringing us back. Pretty cool music. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and your daily disc jockey here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't you just love the names, that name? You can find whatever you need there, folks, at our website to help you with your business. You want to read, you want to listen, you want to ask questions, you want to get answers. You can check out my blog. You can subscribe to my newsletter. We can find out more about our Brain Trust members, the largest community of small business experts in the universe, including our good buddy John Deeney, who's with us right now. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. John Deeney, as I said earlier, is president of MPN Management Performance Network. It's part of he's one of the alternative board folks, and he runs the San Antonio shop for them. John, we're talking about this doubt thing. I wrote a poem once. You know, you've never seen. I'm not a poetry kind of person.
Never thought of you.
Yeah, I know. Nobody would. But I've had two times in my life when I sat down to put words to computer, so to speak, instead of pen to paper. I sat down with something to say, and I couldn't quit hitting the return key. Whatever was coming out of me was coming out in meter. And I wrote a poem that wound up being a poem, and I say poem with I use it with the you know that with loosely interpreted the term called Victory Over Doubt. And I go back and read that. It's in my first book, Small Business is Like a Bunch of Bananas. But Victory Over Doubt, that's what we've got to do these days for small businesses, isn't it? We've got to help them get to declare victory over doubt.
I'll have to go look at that. I have that book.
Yeah.
Yes, and you got to watch that. Doubt doesn't turn into depression.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm walking in to do coaching sessions with business owners, and, you know, I start out with a, you know, fairly innocuous question, like, how's it going? And, you know, have them look up at you and say, I've just come to the realization that I never actually had any talent.
Yeah.
It was all luck.
Yeah.
And I let myself get fooled into thinking I had some ability.
You know what, John? There are lots of small business owners right now who are tingling a little bit. They're slumping in their chair. They're just kind of, you know, sitting back, hearing what you just said, and they're thinking, you know, that's how I feel right now. But I want to tell you something, John. If you're going through tough times and you don't feel that way, you're not worth your salt.
No, you know, we
this is the
kind,
this is how we seek excellence, isn't it? We put pressure on ourselves.
Of course. And as I said earlier, we identify with the company. The company is so much a closer relationship than just, you know, people say it's like building your own house.
We weave a fine seam between us and our business, don't we?
And we identify. We are the owner. Everywhere we go in life, that's Jim Blasingame. He's the owner of the Small Business Advocate. That's John Deeney. He's the owner of MPN.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows us that way. That's what we are.
Yep. And the bank reminds us when they have a sign for the notes that we borrow money to.
They very much do. Yeah.
What in our names on the sign, maybe, and as you say, everything, and so we take great pride when things are not going well. I mean, when things are going well, and when things aren't going well, then you know it we take it on the chin.
Right. So we don't look back well. As entrepreneurs, we're always looking forward, and we give ourselves very little credit for past accomplishments.
Well, that's capitalism, right? What have you done for me lately?
Right. And, you know, we don't do well in the patting on the back.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward, and we're not seeing the result of the work. We're putting in all this effort, and the return isn't coming back. Maybe it's even getting a little worse.
Well, see, this is why, John, whenever I... At the beginning of the year, I started telling my audience that your success plan for 2009, if your success plan winds up being for 2009 that you open your doors on January 1, 2010, that's not a bad plan.
Oh, no. Our slogan out here is flat is the new up.
Yeah. So how do we get ourselves out of this, John? Help us with this.
Well, one is you have to find an anchor. You have to find a place you can reach to remind you of being good. You know,
safe harbor?
Not so much a safe harbor. Well, certainly if you have an outside interest, if you work in your community or your church or you play ball with your kids or something, that's an area where you're still, you know, Jim or Dad or
and regardless of whatever else goes on, there's you can find some success there.
Certainly.
Yeah.
And their opinion of you hasn't changed.
Right.
Also, you know, as I was thinking about coming on this morning, years ago I had the opportunity to interview Jerry West when he was GM of the Lakers. And he told me, you know, you have good seasons and you have bad seasons. And you certainly hear about it. He said, when we're having a bad season, he said, my wife hates to go to the supermarket because, you know, people accost her in the aisle to tell her what an idiot her husband is. And he said, I have letters that I keep. Some people are very, very articulate, and I keep the very best letters in good seasons and bad seasons. And when we're having a good season, I'll reach into my bad letter file and remind myself of when I was an idiot.
That's great.
And when we have a bad season, I reach into the good letter file and remind myself of when it was good.
I love that plan. What a great idea.
It really was.
That's a great. Hold on to that thought, John Deeney. I told you we'd feel better when John joined us. John Deeney, ladies and gentlemen. A quick break. Going to take a quick one. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and just in time, our Small Business Anthem from the Atlanta Rhythm Section. Stay with us.
And you had enough, you still gotta try.
That's right.
Do it no matter what the people say.
Little Heartland music. Right out of Indiana, little John Cougar Mellencamp. Bringing us back, 7 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. John Deeney is our guest. John, tell us how we can find you and tell us a little bit about your organization.
Well, we're a national organization. The Alternative Board is in about 170 cities around the country. We put small business owners together in peer groups, as you said earlier, without big competitors or customers or vendors, so that it's perfectly confidential and you can talk about anything, both your fears and your successes.
Mm-hmm.
And they meet once a month and they help each other run their business.
Is it all day long?
All day long. What? No, half a day, 8 until noon.
I got you.
Sorry. And, you know, typically we put about 200 years of running a business in a room together. And if you haven't hit a problem before, the odds are somebody else has.
It would seem to me that 2009 would be the year that your people would get more value out of being part of what you do than any other year.
We have seen great results. I just did an editorial on a local newsletter to say this was my proudest year, because what I saw this year was boards stopping small business owners from making mistakes.
Like what? What would they be doing?
Like reaching into their own pocket to subsubsidize losses without a plan how to change that. And really put pressure on them to make the tough decisions and make them look at their business.
Did some of them have to? Did some boards help them make the decision to stop being in business?
Not yet.
That's good.
So far,
that's
we've good. Saved everyone.
That's good. That's good.
But for some, it's a lot thinner than it was at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. What are you seeing for the going forward, John? How are your people behaving? Are they hopeful or what do you think?
But we're hopeful. Obviously, the trends are starting to turn. The numbers are getting better. But if you look at consumer debt, if you look at commercial real estate, if you look at the money situation, unemployment, the amount of growth we need to start reversing the unemployment trends, we're telling our people if all you did was barely enough to get through this year, it's not going to be enough.
Mm-hmm.
Plan on my question with my clients this month is, imagine it's October of 2011 and the economy looks exactly like it does today.
Wow. That's frightening, isn't it?
It is. But I don't think it'll be that bad. But the question is, what would your company have to look like?
Mm-hmm.
If you knew that today, what would you do to make sure you were here in October of 2011?
Yeah. I have to say, and I'm trying to be, I call it tough love. I'm trying to be, you know me, John. I'm a pathological optimist, and I want to be upbeat about our chances, about our possibilities. But the reality, and you ticked off some of them a minute ago, those realities tell us that this is not going to be a V recovery. I mean, this is going to be in the marketplace. Never mind Wall Street. They're on their own.
Yeah.
But on Main Street, this is going to be this is going to be when we grind out, isn't it?
Yes, it's going to be slogging for the next couple of years. Business is not just going to be jumping in over the transom again.
For no other reason than the unemployment. You don't absorb back into the economy 17 million unemployed or underemployed people. You don't do that in 12 months.
Now, we need 3.5% GDP growth to keep up with new workers and productivity, and nobody's saying we're going to have 5 or 6% growth, which is what we would need to start mm-hmm. shrinking unemployment quickly.
Mm-hmm.
That's like China.
Right.
We're not going to be China.
Exactly.
So I talk about this a lot. Let me throw in a plug for my blog.
My blog
is awakeat2oclock.com, the number 2.
It's a good one, too, folks.
For good reason. We all know what that means. I don't have to explain
That's
it.
That's right.
Business owners. And I talk about this at least once or twice a week.
John, we got about 1 minute left. What sectors are you seeing are the positive ones, and what are the ones that are having the toughest time?
Retail is still tough. Construction is still tough and will be. Home construction is coming back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But commercial construction, you've got a 15 to 18 month window from financing
till
it's built, and there's no financing.
Yeah.
And there's
mm-hmm.
no new projects coming
mm-hmm.
online. So those worry me a lot.
What are the bright spots?
Manufacturing, I'm seeing.
Manufacturing. Yeah.
Inventories are down. Manufacturing and distribution are beginning to pick up
mm-hmm.
Nationwide because most of my manufacturers, of course, are not just local.
Right.
And, people have run through their inventories. National inventories are gone.
That's one thing that's going to be the bright spot of the recovery, I think. Hey, John, thank you for helping us get out of our self-doubt and move into something a little more productive. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
John
Always
Deaney, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.